All right. Episode 121 of the Fair Enough Podcast. Bob in Detroit, Jack in Detroit, Michael in Chicago, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, all the 21s that we mentioned last night or last week.
Yeah. Reggie Bush, 21 for the Lions.
LT.
I believe Thomas Vanek, when he played for the Wings for a hot second, was 21.
Jimmy Butler was 21 for the Bulls. I don't know if he's still 21.
Yep. He might be 22 now.
I think he is 22 now, but he was 21 for the Bulls and every other team, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Can I tell you a fun fact about the number 21?
Yeah.
It's a good age.
It's a great age, first of all, but it's also a random number that humans think of as random, but it's not actually random, because anytime you ask somebody to name three random numbers, it's 37, 36, 7, 3, or 21. We think of threes and sevens as the most random, and naturally 21 is now a post-cursor of our random thinking. Fun fact.
Huh. I can see that. You're always trying
to
throw the
person off. I should have asked you guys to name three random numbers before I said that, because I guarantee somebody would have said 37.
Yeah, 58 comes to my head right away. This is something that I can do all day. If we do just a name numbers competition. No. Come on.
Yeah, you can count pretty high.
Get those
somebody get down pretty high. Too high, honestly. No, it'd be a waste of time.
That's a real fact. Look it up.
Do you think there's ever been a competition as to who can count higher? Like, for adults, like, put in the world records?
Didn't that one dude spend, like, several days counting? He counted to, like, a couple thousand.
Look it up.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is with that is
no, I have no idea.
Would it be more impressive to count to a certain number fastest, or would it be more impressive to just keep counting?
I think it'd be more impressive to just keep counting. The want. Because fastest is bullshit. All those people that do they're quick talkers or whatever. You can't even understand what they're saying.
No, I get that. But I'm saying, like, okay, you're going like 1, 2, 3, like, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like that, where you can still hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm talking
about.
Like,
yeah, but so it's clear, but just getting to a number is impressive and not fucking up, I guess.
Like,
if you can do that all the way to 100 and keep the pace, then that's impressive.
I was thinking more like 1,000. And like, but like, okay, how many seconds does it take you? This is the weirdest thing to say. How many seconds does it take you to count to 1,000? You know what I mean? Or how many minutes, whatever. Where it's like, that would be more, I think, more impressive than counting to, I don't know, 2,000 at just a very standard pace.
Well, I mean, if you want to put it online and lock me in, I'd rather watch the guy that's going fast.
That's true. Watchability. I mean, yeah, you're not going to watch a dude fucking count for 2 days straight.
No, you tune into that guy like 36 hours in just to see where he's at.
Yeah.
Okay, after 36 hours, what number do you think you could be at?
Oh, God.
I have no idea. I mean, it's up there.
No math.
I'm doing the math.
There's 84,000 roughly seconds in a day. It's like 84,000.
Yeah, I was gonna say over.
That's
10,
the math 000. I was doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another fun fact. It takes just over 11 days, like 11 and a half days, if you're counting one number per second, to count to 1,000,000. Just over 11 days.
11 days to count to 1,000,000?
It takes 31 and a half years
to count to 1,000,000,000.
To count to 1,000,000,000. Yeah. If you're doing one number per second, which would also be impossible because the numbers get so big at that point. Like, it would take several seconds to say every number.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that just, like, piss me off. It's like the, it's like if you saved a penny every day and, like, doubled it, you'd be a zillionaire in 6 months. Like, that's what that one sounds like to me.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's also bullshit. To
30 years.
To be able to, like, people don't understand the difference between a million and a billion sometimes. So, like, when you really put it into that perspective, like, hey, how many seconds are in a million?
I don't.
11. Yeah, it's astronomical. Like, it's crazy the difference between those two. And people are like, oh, the guy's he's only a 1 billionaire. This guy's got 500 million. It's like, dude, that's such a different fucking range of, like, that's so much more money. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, and our brains don't like big numbers like that. Like, a lot of scientific folk, and this is standard in a lot of industries, is when you're in the billions, you're just counting them as thousands of millions. So you'll say, like, 100,000 million is 100 billion.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's a little goofy, but
I'd rather get to a billion.
Well, when you get really big, it's really tough. Not that I would know.
But it's still like 999,656,000.
Right? You're still washed, yeah.
Yeah.
37.
Yeah.
21.
That shit's wild.
Bingo.
There's a lot of good 21s out there.
Yeah, I guess that's what we're trying to say. We got a little bit of Stanley Cup final talk. We can wrap that up, but after that we are doing the summer cookout draft, a fan submission.
Yeah. Literally.
Fuck you, Drew.
The summer cookout draft. So we're gonna pick a meat, two sides, some sort of dessert, and a drink. And I said, I'm thinking for the drink, everybody, just imagine you already got a water bottle. So it's whatever else you're drinking.
That's fair.
Water's an easy go-to. But Stanley Cup Final. Florida Panthers closed it out last night. We are officially in the D-A-double-G dog days of summer right now, because we got no basketball, no football, no hockey. It's just the Beast Bowl, and if you're in Detroit, we have nothing, just golf.
Yeah. Well, there's soccer right now.
Yeah, I got to commit to betting on that.
I was going to say, I'm not subscribed to it, but I know it's serious soccer right now. That's for some people.
But yeah, I can get you guys some bets tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, all the boys in the office love the soccer, don't they?
My buddy Kareem at my office is absolutely addicted to this shit. Like, he knows everybody's birth city. He is so involved in fucking European soccer. It's crazy town.
It's like KB No Swag can name every NFL player's
hometown.
Yeah,
I saw a video of him doing that one day.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That's a brain that there's something going on.
Yeah,
but Stanley Cup Final, Michael. Thoughts, feelings, how it ended? I think it was big time. An absolute flip of the last three games. Bob couldn't figure anything out in games 4, 5, and 6, and then he played like games 1 through 3 last night and made some big stops at the end to keep it at 2-1.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, Okposo said it really well in his post game. Like, after you're up 3-0, like, you can really, like, feel the end result and you kind of get away from everything. And it's like, well, then they got to game 7 and it was like, well, like, we don't have a choice now. So clearly, like, they were like, hey, like, if last game of the year, can't hold anything back now, right? Like,
yep.
Lock it in. It's like, don't get away from the game. Defense has been our thing the whole time. I only watched the third period. Because I was like, crazy. Oh.
I was locked in.
Yeah. I was watching the notion... Yak Case race. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. I heard that was good stuff. But, the notion that they needed game seven to calm the jitters is actually a weird, interesting one, but I get it. Like, they were playing too tight. They just loosened up last night and fucking went balls to the walls.
Yeah, I mean, I saw highlights of the goals. I mean, and Bob, only the only goal he let up was, what, a breakaway, right?
Yeah. Dude. It was wild, too. It was just a very back-and-forth game. There were a couple times where Edmonton was going to score. I mean, that second goal that the Panthers scored was right after Edmonton had a giant scoring chance. Literally puck in the crease, got swatted out, and then it went the other way for the Reinhardt goal. So after it was 1-1 so quick, I was like, damn, we're about to have a horse race to the end here.
Yeah,
that did not happen.
I
think they kind of got the shit scared out of them. Both teams did when the goals happened so quick.
That makes sense.
We both got to lock this shit down. It's game seven.
Yeah, it's like almost opposite of like most games where like it's open it up early and then you lock it the fucking second and third period. I feel like in those elimination games, especially for the literal Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a qualm with the NHL, and I know it's just the best. I think the Conn Smythe needs to go to the winner.
You're doing
I knew it.
I knew it. I was like, he's doing the McDavid thing. He has to be.
Come on. I mean, what are we? And it's not even a knock on McDavid or anything like that. It's just like, I know McDavid broke all these like broke records and like was like one of the highest playoffs. But it's like, dude, Bobrovsky had such a good playoffs. He literally carried them to the fucking finals until there was a 3-game stretch where he kind of stunk.
Yeah.
And the other
he literally had 3 games in the entire playoffs and they just happened to all be in the row in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't like that. I just think I don't care if you did the craziest shit. That's like saying that Luka should have got the finals MVP.
Right.
You know what I mean? He had all the numbers. He averaged 30-something points a game throughout the whole playoffs. Like, it was all the same shit. It's like, but no, you give it to the winner. You give it to the guy who averaged 24 points a game, but was on the winning team and was more effective. It's like, I don't know. I don't like it. What do you think about that?
I originally was like he was, it's hard to deny Connor McDavid of anything at this point. But after sitting there and thinking about it and thinking about the playoffs as a whole, I was like, maybe it's a coin toss. But, I mean, you know, tie goes to the runner in that situation. You got to give it to Bob. Bob did everything and more as far as carry his team, most valuable to his team, as McDavid. So,
yeah,
I kind of agree with you, and I think it's bullshit. If it's so egregious and so obvious, like some guy scores fucking 20 goals in the playoffs, and they lose in game seven in overtime, it's like, all right, I mean, this guy was kind of unbelievable, and nobody else in the other team really did anything, then I get it. But this was such a close race to me that it was like, how can you give it
okay.
to the away team in that
so
situation?
So my thing is, okay, so here's a question, and this is obviously me just being an asshole, playing devil's advocate, of course. Right. Say Connor McDavid has his numbers, the same numbers that he had at the end of this series. So, like, for whatever, 42 points, whatever. Say he has all those numbers and doesn't make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. But he's just going berserk, but they have no goaltending. Dallas ends up beating him in 7, whatever.
Yeah.
Dallas goes, and Florida wins the Stanley Cup. McDavid has the exact same numbers that he does. Does he win Conn Smythe still? Or is there something that you do get some sort of, you know, you do get rewarded for winning at the end of the day?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. If putting it that way, if the stats are the same and the wins aren't the same, then I would say, like, I would feel like that would be weird as fuck to give it to somebody that was out in the Western Conference Finals.
Right? And I mean, but that's the thing where it's like, oh, he's the most spectacular throughout the whole playoffs. It's like, well, who gives a... It doesn't fucking matter, dude. Like, and not to mention, like, look at the quality of teams he had to play before compared to what Florida yeah. had to go through, what Bobrovsky yeah. did to the President's Trophy winner. Like, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like, dude, what are we doing here? I don't know. I just thought, I get it, and it's warranted. He deserved it. But at the end of the day, so did – there's probably two guys on that team that probably deserved it for Florida that I would have given it to. And it's just weird. I don't know. I don't like that. And hockey's really the only sport that you can kind of even consider doing that anymore. There's not many times in a football game or a basketball series or a baseball series where you're going to give it to the other team anymore. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like the NHL's got to fix that. I like how Barkov gave Bobrovsky the trophy first. And I know he probably would have either way, but I think him not getting the Conn Smythe was like really like, hey, here's your Conn Smythe, this big-ass motherfucking trophy. You know what I mean?
Yep, that was cool.
Yeah, I thought that was classic.
That was very cool. Paul Maurice, awesome guy. Like,
dude,
talk about a guy you want to play for.
So I stopped watching once they were given like the bench, like the long bench guys the cup. And yeah. I didn't get to see like him and fucking Luongo and them come out and shit. I didn't watch all that. So, and then you guys put it in the group chat. I'm like, damn, dude, I missed some good shit. I thought it was over because they went back to the guys in the fucking booth. They went back to Messier and PK. I was like, fuck. Dumbass.
No, yeah, that Paul Maurice just said a lot of great things about the Panthers and like how much of a team they were and how different everything felt. And he seemed like he was like part of the family to those guys, which sitting here and watching Dan Campbell coach the last few years, like I get what that feels like when you have a coach like that feels like he's in on it with the players instead of the boss of the players, you know?
Yeah, that's
fair. It's awesome. It changes everything. Like having that culture changes fucking everything. We're seeing it more and more and more in sports now.
Yeah, they build something special over there. I mean, even though they made it last year, won it this year, but they've been the last like 6 years, they've been building a wagon, and
yeah,
they've. I mean, it sucks that Luongo couldn't get his, but like he's the one that started all of it. I mean, he was
brought everybody back.
Teams. Yeah, he was carrying some of them teams these playoff runs, and now, I mean, they've built a fucking wagon. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon, honestly, because a lot of their players, other than maybe like Ekblad, are pretty fucking still in a pretty solid age group. I mean, Ekman Larson's a little.
They're prime.
Too, but
Yeah, they have
a lot of
those
lot of forwards. A lot
and
of forwards in their prime.
They're going to have to replace Bob, if not next year.
No, I don't think he's going anywhere, dude.
He's 35.
Yeah, so what, dude? Marc-Andre Fleury played till he was like 40 at a high level.
If he's still got it, but I'm saying that's most likely something that they're going to have to.
Yeah.
That's going to be the big change.
I guess you're right.
Because all these vets can come in and out.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like bring them in for the cup run, just like they did with fucking. God, I forget that guy's name. I'm never going to remember it. But they did that with somebody this year. They were talking about it at the end of the broadcast. Who?
Yeah, Kyle Okposo.
Yeah, Kyle Okposo.
Yeah.
Yep. Guys like that.
No, for sure.
Any feelings about the Corey Perry curse? Has Corey Perry taken over the curse from Marian Hossa?
Well, Marian Hossa won 3, so yeah, 1,000%. I mean, Marian Hossa did it, what, 2 years in a row only?
It was just the way that he lost 2 in a row.
Yeah,
yes, was...
yeah, with one with, same teams, but on the
literally
opposite
flipped
side.
Them. Yeah.
That was tough. Yeah, Corey Perry, I mean, and the thing is, it sucks is that he's doing what every vet does. It's you try to, well, I mean, granted, he started the year with the Hawks last year, but like try to jump on a winning team and he keeps getting so close. I mean, he does have one when he was young, but yeah, that's a rough go, man. I would stay away from him if I was any fucking franchise. I'd be like, nope, Can't have you. Can't have you.
Jack, he has made Corey Perry, and for anybody else that doesn't know out there, Corey Perry has made the Stanley Cup final with a team 4 out of the last 5 years, and he has lost in all 4 of those.
Mm-hmm.
Tough break.
That's a tough break.
Yeah.
That's real
when you
tough.
Guys said Kyle Okposo, it immediately brought me to, I believe, NHL. Isn't he like, old as fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Like 11, it's like Kyle. It's like NHL, like 11. He was.
Okay. He was in that. He's played for 17 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
That
he
is
was with Buffalo for a while.
He was with the Islanders forever.
Yeah. Well,
old NHL names like that just.
They fire you
make
up.
Make me happy. Yeah, they fire me the fuck up.
Yep.
It's wild. I was looking at, so like there's like the odds for all of the, like the favorites to win their respective Big Four title. And Florida's number one for next year at like plus 900. And then like the next worst odds is like plus 400 only. That's just how crazy the NHL is. Yeah, it's like with KC is like, I think they're like plus 400 or something. And then the fucking Celtics are like plus 300. And then I think, I don't know if it's the Dodgers or the Yankees. I don't know. One of those two teams was like plus 4 something. It's like, Jesus, the parity in the NHL is kind of wild. So yeah, hard to go back to back.
Oh, it's so hard. It's hard to be good. Like, Just thinking about that, like, Avs team. I thought that Avs team, I was like, these guys are disgusting. They might rip off 3 cups, Hawks style. Yeah. And, like, they couldn't even get back. Fucking tough.
Yeah. I mean, you never know, though. I mean, just because you don't make it don't mean shit. But I do, it's weird. It's just, the league is so good. It's crazy how much the drop-off is from, like, where like the Wings are. So like the Wings are probably like the edge of, like, after the Wings, the next whatever 14 teams or so.
Yep.
Dog shit. It's crazy how bad all those teams. And then the rest, like the Wings and up. And I mean, the Wings are probably better than some of those teams that I'm talking about, but like in that range, you know, that like just missed the wild card range. Like,
yep.
Those teams are all pretty fucking solid. You make one or two moves and then they're going to be good. And then the next 14 teams, all the lottery teams are just dog shit. It's so bad.
Like, yeah, starting all the way over.
Yeah, it's fucking, and unfortunately, I'm one of those teams. It's very tough.
Yeah, but at least you got the sexiest piece on all those teams.
No, I know. I would have fucking blown somebody to get the number one pick again this year. I know we got two, which is cool, but what's that kid's name that they're projecting going number one?
Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah, Celebrini. I knew it was something with an eating at the end, where it's like
Boston
I would have loved to get lucky and have them rig it again for us to get another number one.
Oh yeah, dude. Chief was trying to make that a reality every day on the draft simulator on Twitter. He tweets that shit. Yeah. He would tweet that shit every day leading up to the draft.
Yeah. So,
okay. Anything else sports wise before the summer cookout draft?
I had a job interview this morning.
Really?
Yeah, I finally grew the fuck up and actually attempted to get a job, and I've got a job interview tomorrow, and then hopefully interview number two for this one on Thursday. So your boy's finally going to get back on the fucking workforce and get after
These are it. All, two of these are relief pitcher interviews for Cubs/Sox.
Yeah.
And then another one is to be the main play-by-play broadcast on the Bears for this upcoming fall.
I fucking wish. That'd be so cool.
Well, that's dope.
And not only did I have that, so like I said, I had a good day today. I had a job interview early. I went on like a lunch date with that chick that I was saying that was being flaky last week.
Finally saw her. That happened.
So it happened. And I got a good fucking nap in afterwards, dude.
Yeah, that is a sick day.
Went to Noodles and Company, got a fucking, because it's right down the street from her work. They have the best price. I'm not going to talk about them, actually, because it's going to be one of my picks, hopefully.
Okay.
I'll shut the up. Anyways.
Date
went well. Yeah, I mean, it was just like a 45 minute. We had lunch on her lunch break. And
it
was good.
You could be into it?
I could be into it, yeah.
Nice.
Not jumping any guns by any means, but Yeah, I could be into it potentially for sure.
Okay.
We'll keep you up.
You ready, Jack?
Yeah.
Let's get into the summer cookout draft. And let's spin that wheel.
Pulling up the wheel now.
You know what the real issue with this one is?
What?
You just, there's too many sides that you want. You know?
No, not me. I don't
really
agree. I think there's a couple. I mean, there's definitely multiple, but I mean, I think six total sides that are going to get picked. I think it'll really break it down where you aren't left with much of a choice.
Wheel is spinning. Jack with pick one of one. Is that what you want?
I guess so. I don't even really know what we're drafting. I'm winging this one.
No, you know what we're drafting. Michael by the skin of his teeth. You want to?
Yeah, that's fine.
I hate you guys, dude. I'm going to have to fucking clean up on the back half of this thing. I accidentally just like was writing everything at the very top of my paper and not like giving myself any additional lines. Anyways, summer cookout draft, Jack. You need a meat or an entree of some sort, two sides, a dessert, and a drink of some kind.
Non-water.
Can this meat be like a food?
Not water.
I mean, obviously it's going to be like a food, but do I just have to take the meat or can I take something that the meat is on?
Something you consider an entree.
Yeah, take a dish. Oh. Whatever. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's not strictly the protein. Yeah. It's the whole thing. If it's a sandwich, if that's what you're thinking, if it's a sandwich, you can definitely take that. Like, if you know, or...
Yeah.
A salad or whatever you're thinking. It's whatever you want.
What are you hitting?
Gotcha.
He goes, does the meat have to be a food? Or can it be a food?
Yes. It has to be a food.
Listen, that was a valid question.
He's going to be like, I want lengua tacos as my entree.
I feel like there are easy ones here.
Yeah.
And you're not picking them.
Okay, I'm starting off taking cheeseburgers.
Whoa, okay. Goes his entree first.
See, you know what? I thought of barbecue, I thought we were talking like smoker barbecue. But I guess that actually makes sense.
Still plays.
No, yeah, definitely still plays. But my head was in a different spot, so I'm glad you said that because now I'm thinking a little bit differently.
Cheeseburgers was a great pick, one of the ones in my head that just an obvious could easily go first overall in this draft. It's nobody's ever been pissed when given a cheeseburger at a cookout.
All right, so obviously when you get a cheeseburger at a restaurant, it comes with the fixings, this, that, and the other thing. If and when you have a cookout or whatever like this, and say you have the options available that you normally would have, what do you actually put on your cheeseburger? Are you simple? Are you just a ketchup mustard guy? Do you actually put the tomato? Do you fuck around and put the whole lot? What do you put on a burger?
I take my time. I have all the options, I will always take my time. I'm doing mayo on the bottom bun, ketchup and mustard on the top bun, pickle, and onion. No lettuce, no tomato, though. I don't want that. I don't want all that on my cookout burger.
Fair. I don't blame you. The mayo ketchup, the mayo and ketchup combo is such a play, and I always forget to put the mayo because I'm just a ketchup and onion guy. I just ketchup, onion, call it a day. But the fucking mayo is such a elite play, and I always forget about it.
And you got it. I like separating it. I like putting the mayo on the bottom bun and then putting the ketchup mustard up top. That way I kind of taste the mayo through the bite.
I don't hate that at all. I think that's appropriate. I like that. Especially if you're going ketchup and mustard. I think if you just go ketchup, mayo, it's not as big of a deal. But if you do all three, I think splitting them the way you split them is actually the right way to go.
Yep.
Cheeseburgers.
Okay. What are you going here? Well, second overall?
Because my mind was in the realm of where it was, I'm going to stick with it.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with ribs. Barbecue,
yep.
Baby back ribs.
Yep. Great cookout food.
Yeah. So you just get like a little three rack of ribs, maybe two of them, get a total of six. Come on.
Do you have a lot of cookouts where you have ribs? Like, does anybody in your family like have a smoker where they actually smoke them, or like do the oven thing, or?
No, but not a smoker, but my brother-in-law, he will make them here and there. It's been a little bit because they go up to Wisconsin every fucking weekend now, but before that, they would definitely throw down. And one year they had like a competition, I think like four or five of them. Like him and a couple of his buddies, they all made ribs and like they did like a contest. So you had like five different kinds. Like, yeah, like one of them was a dry rub, one of them was a sauce, one of them was cool. There's a couple of people that know can throw down on them, but it's not as often as it once was. But yeah, no
should be more often, is what I was saying. And I think it will be now that smokers are way more prevalent. Like, everybody's kind of got a smoker now.
Well,
everybody's got a Traeger that likes to grill.
The thing is, I don't want to fucking tip picks, but there's other meats now that everyone is so obsessed with that it's like you forget about just Old Faithful. The thing is, I think people are intimidated by ribs, but they're not hard to make. Dude, I've made ribs just in my oven, and it's fucking very easy. You just got to be patient, you know what I mean? But that's with anything barbecue, I think. I might order up. I don't have my car right now. I let my father use it for the night because I'm not doing shit.
Might go grab some ribs.
Dude, I might, man. I might Uber eat some fucking ribs right now, dude. And I'm talking make them, though, not fucking buy them from a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Pop them in the oven.
Anyways.
Weird thing for ribs. Old Bay seasoning is a great dry rub for ribs. I don't know why.
Oh,
it is.
I'm sure it is. Old Bay is, I mean, us northern whites need to use Old Bay a little more. I'm telling you.
We do. It's good on everything.
Dude, you ever just have Old Bay on like regular potato chips? Like as like the seasoning?
I've never done potato chips, but fries all the time.
Fire, dude. It's fire. Yeah. Us northern whites got to figure it out. Yeah.
We got to do a seasonings draft. I think that'd be a good one.
That would be a good one. Jack would just go, I want salt. I want pepper.
Yep. Give me, just throwing fastball right down the middle every time. All right. We got cheeseburger. We got ribs. Third overall, I am going to take my favorite side because I think that this one could get stolen by one of you guys. I'm going taco salad. I love me a grad party or any kind of summer cookout taco salad. I'm diving in.
Head first.
So good. Especially like, but I like it. I like just the standard. You know, give me the lettuce. Give me the meat. Give me the Doritos. And definitely the Catalina sauce, the red sauce. Oh. Give me the Catalina sauce. That's very important.
Fair enough. Taco salad is fairly new to me. No qualms. Nancy makes a taco salad often, and it's kind of, they make it a little bit. I don't always eat it, though. It doesn't go good with all the foods. I like it kind of as a standalone more than I do as a side. Is that weird?
No. No.
Yeah.
I think that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. Not a bad play. And you can make a shitload of it at once. It's so easy. It's such a convenient dish, you know?
It is.
Do you make that at
home
ever?
Yeah, I make it all the time.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I make it all the time. Just get some some of the fat-free Catalina mix, and it's actually decent for you. I don't always use, I don't always put the Doritos in there. Like, sometimes I just make it taco meat, lettuce, and yeah, well, I'll throw like corn and beans and other shit in there too.
Oh, okay. You're making it a whole like,
you can make it healthy. You can make it healthy if you want. Okay. Wrapping around back to me. Since you guys both took your meat, I'm going to go ahead and take both my sides.
I was going to say you can hold off on the meat, which is unfortunate. Yeah. I wasn't going to take it for that reason, but I was like, ah, I don't know what you're thinking over there.
I'm going to take, I'm going to take tuna salad.
Ooh, I fucking love tuna salad. End, I think. Oh, nope.
Yeah. Jack, I think, was going to take it.
I was taking it next, asshole.
Yeah, I kind of figured. And there are a lot of good sides. Like, this isn't a draft so far that's going to win me anybody over. This is just me picking shit that I like.
Yeah, you know? Fucking rightfully so, dude. Who gives a shit? You know, like, fuck that.
Well, and hopefully I got some cult followers in the taco and tuna salad realm, and I'm sure I do.
Tuna salad has noodles, correct?
Yes.
Or no?
Okay. Yes, it does. Eh, Mom used to do shells. I think the shells are better.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a shell thing in my head. Like, that's what I was picturing myself.
Shells are better. She's been flaking recently. Elbows are junk. Elbows, everybody's got an elbow.
Everybody's got a fucking shell.
Nobody's got a shell.
Everybody I know has a fucking shell.
All right, Mike. What do you got after ribs?
I'm sticking with my theme. And I'm gonna go cornbread.
Mm-hmm. You should have let me guess that one.
Yeah, you should.
The second you said your theme, I was like, this motherfucker's going cornbread.
I got, like, in my head, like, I'm thinking of all of these things that I'm, like, in my, like, what I want to choose, like, all of them on the same plate together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're, like, you're at some place in, like, South Carolina right now. That's where you're
exactly. Like, that is 1,000% where my head is at. 1,000%. So, yeah.
The ribs, the cornbread, we fucking get it. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But great pick. Great pick. One of the few foods, well, the meat doesn't count, but, like, my sides so far, those don't really play in the winter. Cornbread, great winter food. Great with chili. Mm. Great with, great with everything, but definitely great with some barbecue of any kind.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of good stuff.
Do you dislike or do you like when there's actual corn pieces in the cornbread?
So I feel like there is a distinction here that needs to be kind of had. It's a fine line between when it becomes a cornbread and then into like a cornbread casserole / souffle, and that line needs to be drawn. I do like when there's a little bit of corn in it, but I don't need it personally.
Yeah,
like when there's actual chunks. But if I were to have like a cornbread casserole or souffle, sorry if I'm tipping a pick there. I like it when it's chunky. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's more of like a mush than it is an actual bread.
I agree. And I'd prefer either one with the corn in it. Like, I like when cornbread has the corn pieces in it. Yeah. Our grandma does that sometimes, and other times she doesn't. And the times that she doesn't, I'm like, what's going on in here? Who's telling you to change this?
You know who had a really good cornbread is Boston Market. I think they might be shutting them bitches all down everywhere. But I've gotten orders of just like 12 pieces of cornbread from there before and just call it.
Really? It's that good, eh?
It's not that good, but in terms of like fast food cornbread, it was the best.
Yep. Shout out to Savannah Marie. She's obsessed with cornbread. When we were in Austin, she took cornbread. My cornbread from the place we were eating dinner and put it in her purse and then was eating it all night at the bars. Would just take a bite out of it and put it back in her purse. I'm like, you're a fucking savage.
Go eat your cornbread. Yeah, if you've never seen the movie Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, look up the cornbread fucking episode from Life and you'll die laughing. Anyways, Jack, what's up, buddy? We got two kids.
What do you got, Jack? On the wrap.
I am going to take a side here first, and it's going to be the good old mac and cheese in the pan.
Yep.
Yeah, I should have went mac and cheese.
Damn it. I can't believe you didn't, Mike, because that would fit so good on your plate that you got going on.
I know. I don't know why, Southern but plate. I was so committed to getting cornbread that I was like, maybe I was thinking like maybe Jack will do something weird and like and go because you just picked two kind of off the wall sides.
Yeah,
not off the wall, but they're down the ranks in terms of traditional. Like, right. So I was like, well, maybe Jack will do something goofy. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get mac and cheese on the way back. But yeah, that was
isn't that wild? Like, normally you're 100% right on Jack doing something goofy. So far, two absolute heaters right down the middle. Cheeseburger, mac and cheese.
And I'm learning it. I didn't have none of this prepared.
Maybe that's why. He didn't have time to get his let his weird brain take over.
Jack's been better. He's been pretty – he's actually kind of, I think, has been the best drafter over the last however many months. I mean, when it comes to just being, like, stout every time, you're like, kid's got a good squad every fucking time.
I just try to go chalk. Dude, if I pick what I actually think, I'm losing every single draft. I can't keep doing that.
I want to know what you actually think. Yeah, I want to know what you like, though. But cheeseburgers and mac and cheese, everyone fucking likes. So that's, you know, chalk, but to the desire.
Yeah.
What are you going to throw us a curveball here on the wraparound? What else? And back, by the way, mac and cheese in the pan, phenomenal. I'm still new to mac and cheese, as weird as that sounds.
What's up, brother?
Bob's been an asshole about cheese his entire life. Yeah,
but now that I'm on the mac and cheese train, I agree. I think pan graduation summer cookout style is the best way.
No breadcrumbs. Get rid of the breadcrumbs. That's all I ask.
Yeah, I could do with or without. What do you got on the wrap, Jack?
I'm taking my drink because I don't have another side in mind yet. I am going a classic staple of Bob and I's grandma's house.
Oh, no.
With a great beverage to store in a large igloo cooler with the push button at the bottom. Pink.
Damn.
Lemonade.
It's a great pick.
Outdoor pink lemonade in a solo cup is some of the greatest beverage choice that you could ever decide on.
It's a great pick. It would have been my drink for sure. Luckily, I thought of one earlier today that I think matches up right next to it, so I was happy with either or. But phenomenal pick. Better out of the igloo jug with the thumb thing. Pink lemonade.
It's great.
Something about the fucking spigot that really just makes it
just
right.
Just turns it up.
That does turn it up a notch.
Are you do you dislike pink lemonade, Michael, or are you on a side in the lemonade war, or are you like either or is fine?
I like pink lemonade probably better than normal lemonade, but I think that when it comes to a lot of times, like, pink lemonade's not as much of an option as, like, strawberry lemonade or raspberry lemonade is at, like, restaurants. You know what I mean? They don't just have pink lemonade, like a Country Time pink lemonade, like something like that. They have the flavored ones where, in that case, I would usually just go towards the standard lemonade. But in terms of just, like, pink or lemonade, I would take the pink lemonade personally. Does that make sense, though? You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying because I feel the exact same way. Like, that's how I think about it, too. And it's weird because there's a group of people out there, I feel like, that treats pink lemonade like it's a Granny Smith apple. Like, it's, like, same category, but it's like, ew, like, I'm not eating that shit. That shit's sour. Pink lemonade's bomb.
Yeah, pink lemonade is delicious. I don't know what process, chemical flavoring they put in there, but it's fucking good.
Yeah, it's the chocolate milk of lemonade.
Yeah, pretty.
Why'd we get a pink one? Why is there brown milk? I don't know, but it fucking works.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Yeah, big lemonade guy.
Michael.
Man, see, this is where I'm at. I'm definitely at a crossroads. So what I'm going to
do... you make a run on drinks here? Is there a run on drinks coming?
No, what I'm going to do, because you have both your sides ready, I'm going to take my dessert, even though this is way too early for it, and I don't know what drink that I really want, so I'm going to go with Rice Krispie Treat is my favorite.
Bitch, dude. I was literally the only one I wrote down. I was like, nobody's going to take this.
Oh, really? That's hilarious.
Literally it's the funny. Only one I wrote down.
When I talked about that date, Noodles and Company, I was like, oh, I got my they have the best, like, fast food Rice Krispie Treats. They make the best Rice Krispie Treat. I'm telling you, bro. Go to Noodles and Company and get a Rice Krispie Treat. It's the best $3 you'll ever spend.
Really?
They're monstrous, too. They're so good.
Any homemade, like our grandma makes bomb Rice Krispie Treats. The chocolate ones especially, dude. Holy shit.
I'm sleeping it.
Fuck me up. Yeah, because the homemade ones are always extra stretchy.
Chewy. No, yeah. Like messy. Like, you know, if your hands are literally getting sticky, you know it's good. You're like, it's like when you come and you fucking are like, oh, it's on my hands. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
The spider.
Shout out to Snap, Crackle, and Pop, though. Those guys make a mean Rice Krispie Treat, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Muck those things. I used to steal those things from the gas station all the time. I mean, like, just rob them. Put them right in my fucking...
You say that literally all the time because you're...
a piece of shit.
You had a problem for a long time.
Sorry.
Speaking of... to go back to Pink Lemonade quickly, I know that I've said this on here before, but I cannot stress it enough. If you're looking for a good Pink Lemonade, go to Taco Bell and try their Pink Lemonade. They do something to their Pink Lemonade like McDonald's does something to their Coke. I swear to God, go try it. For my third pick. Damn. After you took Rice Krispie... the only thing that came to my brain, and I think, I don't know what Jack's going to do there. I feel like Jack wouldn't take this.
Well, you don't have to take a meat, so you might as well take a dessert and a drink, you dummy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot.
Why did I tell you that? Not that it matters. Why?
All right. I love that. In the three spot, I'm taking Hawaiian Punch for my drink. Classic summer drink. The only thing that I thought of that was like, all right, maybe this could be neck and neck with Pink Lemonade. Used to crush Hawaiian Punch. Hawaiian Punch, another thing, great out of the igloo thing with the spout and the thumb.
That's fair.
I'm not a big any other punch guy, though. Like, when I see red punch at a wedding or like a school function, I think that shit tastes gross.
I've never seen a bowl of punch in my entire life in the flesh.
Really?
Yeah.
Never one time?
Not once. Not that I know, at least.
You're
not
lying.
I remember, at least. I swear to God. Never.
What about like a bowl of orange drink?
I've never seen an open bowl of drink, I don't think, in my entire life. It's always been in a spigot of some sort. With like a ladle?
Yeah.
Where you fucking
yes.
I don't. maybe once ever. I swear to God, I think it was a boozy punch. So, and I think I was underage, and I don't think I was able to drink it.
Wow.
I genuinely don't think I've ever been to like a graduation party or a party like that, and there's been just an open bowl of fucking liquid. That wasn't a pool.
It was always our school functions. Was the
really
giant bowl of punch. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Every classroom party we ever had like fruit punch mixed with Sprite in a big bowl.
No good.
That's weird.
It's no good. Hawaiian Punch reigns supreme.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So I'm going to take that. And then for my dessert, I am going to take... and you guys can tell me if this is cool, but I'm going to take the cookie cake.
Why wouldn't that be cool? That's two desserts in one. Why wouldn't that be cool?
Because maybe, I don't know, maybe you guys weren't counting that as like a standard dessert, but I see it all the time at summer cookouts and things like that. And yeah. I love anytime I can get like cookie that's basically cookie dough with frosting on top of it. Count me in every single time. That's bomb. Mm.
No, I get that.
I'm all about the cookie cake at the summer cookout function. Thoughts, Jack?
Can I tell you why? Okay, go, Jack.
I like that.
Can I tell you that's why I don't it. Like that?
I don't hate it.
Why don't you like it, Mike?
The only reason why I don't like it is because it's one of like the only things that we've said so far that you can't really make. I mean, you could make it homemade, but no one ever makes that homemade.
No, you always bring it.
Yeah, and it's like I'm not trying to rely on Mrs. Fields to fucking hook up my dessert. You know, that's the only. But they're good as fuck. I fuck with them. I'm just saying, like, to me in my head, I was going like homemade for everything. You know what I mean?
I get that. And my other dessert was homemade, but I was like, eh, this is true to my heart. The other one would have won America over, but this one I was like, oh, man, fuck it. I'm going with this one.
Fair enough.
I love the cookie cake.
Yeah.
Michael.
The fuck do I have to do? Oh, I'm going to go.
You got another side still and a drink.
No. Yeah, drink. I'm fucking at a rock and a hard place right now with my sides. I got two sides that one of them is just so everyone's going to be like, you're such a fucking loser. And then the other one is sticking true to my fucking theme here.
Come on. Do something crazy.
I'm going to hold
the loser one.
No, I'll give it in the honorable mentions. It's not a loser one. It's a pretty standard fucking side. But I'm going to go with just baked beans, dude. I love a good fucking... I love
so
baked beans.
So good.
Yeah.
That was next. That was tiered next on my sides list after that's taco and tuna salad was baked beans. Homemade baked beans with the brown sugar and the big bacon and...
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it's really something. You're like, oh, man, these are, like, another level. Like, you have, like, a can of Bushes, and you're like, these are pretty solid. Then you have, like, real good baked beans, and you're like, whoa, Bushes is a fucking fraud.
Yeah.
It's
they
wild.
Are. And they, yeah, it is sad. But Bushes are still good. I'll
That's
always,
what I'm
especially
saying.
Especially when they came out with the grilling beans.
Mm-hmm.
Those flavors are so good. And I
no,
think
yeah,
they were trying
good.
To do that. They were trying to tap in a little bit to the cookout there.
Yeah, more a little more authentic tasting and shit like that, but yeah. It's funny.
But yeah, there's nothing like the homemade baked beans with big fucking chunks of bacon in it just floating. Mm.
Oh. Yeah. I remember
I think
when
I know what your honorable mention side was, by the way, so let me ask you before you say it later.
When I was a kid, the first time I had like homemade baked beans and I had like a big chunk of bacon in it, I was like, I thought something was wrong. I was like, this fucking bean is nasty. And then someone was like, dude, it's bacon. And I wasn't like nasty, but I was like, what the fuck is in my beans? Like, should I got a bug in my beans or something like that? And then someone's like, it's bacon, you fucking idiot. I'm like, oh, that's elite. My bad.
That's pretty sick, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll stop talking.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, 4 and 5.
Alrighty, I am going to go for my dessert with the old Oreo pie, but a homemade Oreo pie.
Yep.
I don't hate that.
It's delicious. It's my favorite dessert. I just didn't really think of it for the cookout, I guess. Even though we have
not a whole lot of fucking cookout desserts going through my brain. You know,
there's a ton. Yeah. We'll name all them right. in honor. There's a bunch of classics. We'll name an honorable mention.
All right.
I love it though. And if anybody hasn't had an Oreo pie, don't knock that shit till you try it.
Yeah, go ahead and get one.
The crust is the best part. Yeah, I love that Oreo pie. What do you got after?
And then for my other side, I fucking hate this one. This is another version of me just tweaking my recipe to fit the fucking mind of the crowd here. I'm just being a sheep, and I'm picking tuna salad.
I already picked
not
that.
Tuna salad. I meant pasta salad.
Oh, pasta salad.
First no, I love all, tuna salad. That's not what I meant to
nothing
say.
Nothing wrong with
you don't
the
like
pasta
salad?
Pasta salad is way too wet. It's soaking.
We had this conversation already before.
I should almost veto you.
Remember when we had that whole conversation about how pasta salad's like my favorite fucking side?
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, you would have like fucking bowls of it in your fridge and you would just pick at it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a savage.
Yes.
I love pasta salad. Not nearly as much as the other salads, though. I'd rank like fifth or sixth on my list.
Okay. I feel like pasta salad is a favorite amongst the majority of folks.
It is.
I think that's
pretty fair.
I also think because it's so like easy to like make. It's literally like fucking, if you really want to just make it simple, it's like four ingredients. Just kind of like the same thing with the taco salad.
Yep.
Okay, so this one is, this hits home here. So I don't know how to, first of all, is it okay if I go alcoholic here? Or do you want me to stay NA? I'll go NA if you guys think it's easier. Okay,
no,
so
you can go alcoholic.
My mother has a slushy machine at home. And they make slushies, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. You guys can shut this down because it's very like, but like it's pretty
you
much like
it.
It's pretty much like it's a vodka fucking lemonade, but it's frozen.
Frozen vodka lemonade. I think that totally plays.
I mean, sometimes they change up the flavors and they'll put different types of. But it's pretty much like that. I'm more so on just the frozen vodka drink more so than anything. But
yep.
I just figured lemonade or whatever would be the most standard. Shit's fire.
No, I like that. If you go to like a if you go to a beachy themed bar, a lot of times they'll have frozen vodka lemonades, and I will always get one if I see them. Especially if they have the machine already ready, rip roaring. I'm definitely getting one.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, they have one of those machines. They got it from the bar that my mom used to work at when it closed down, and they got it. So they have it in their basement, just, and it fucking gets cold as a motherfucker down there.
Yep. She said, we want the slushy machine, and we want the fryers.
Yeah.
We're going to cook. No, we're going to have a sick cookout. What do I have left? Taco salad, tuna. Oh, I got my meat. People are going to be pissed. People are gonna be pissed. I'm going brat. I fucking love a brat. I love a dog too. I love a dog. I know people are gonna be mad that the hot dog was not on this list, and I get being upset about that. But we're only able to pick three meats, so and Mike went off the fucking rails. So you'd be mad at him if you're gonna be mad.
My understanding of what we were doing was just different than obviously yours. Clearly,
what was Mike's pick again?
Mike went with ribs because he was doing the he was smoking everything.
No, that's okay.
No, yeah. I agree. I think it's a sick, sick for cookouts. But the brat, I just especially if I can get a jalapeno cheddar or like the bacon cheddar. Any kind of cheddar brat, when that cheese is just, you take that bite and rip it out and the cheese is flowing. That shit's bomb. Yeah. You can have it with or without condiments. I'm always going to put condiments on it if they're around, but I'm totally cool eating a brat, plain Jane.
You know, I weirdly eat my brats plain Jane more often than I don't, to be honest with you.
Do you? I don't think that's weird. I think a lot of people probably do that.
Yeah.
Or just mustard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But let's go through the list quick, and then we'll go honorable mentions. Jack, cheeseburgers, mac and cheese, pink lemonade, Oreo pie, pasta salad. Mike, ribs, cornbread, Rice Krispie treat, baked beans, frozen vodka lemonade. Bob, taco salad, tuna salad, Hawaiian punch, cookie cake, and a brat. You want to start sides, honorable mention?
I want you to tell me what you think I was thinking.
Potato salad?
No, I was thinking coleslaw.
Ah, both on my list. Both delicious.
Yeah. I just thought baked beans is just a little more hearty, a little more, I don't know.
Just there. It's I would take baked beans over both of those. It's better in my opinion as a side.
Yeah. I was thinking though, if I got a plate with fucking cornbread and ribs on it, I need something a little lighter. I'm going to go coleslaw and then get a bowl of baked beans by itself in an hour later. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good combo. It's a good combo. I liked, potato salad wise, white or yellow?
I like white.
Where do you go, Jack?
I don't know. I'm not experienced enough. I don't like summer salads.
I like a mustard. I like a mustard potato salad.
I don't mind a mix. I don't mind like the when they do the mixture, but I'm more of a mayo guy.
Gotcha. Cheesy potatoes. Fuck. Also in the bin, like mac and cheese was another one that I was thinking about.
Like scalloped cheesy potatoes, kind of.
Scalloped cheesy potatoes.
My sister makes some bomb ass scalloped potatoes. She's gonna fucking call me when she hears this.
That
she
shit's
knows what
bomb.
The fuck I'm talking about. Yep.
Crazy for Jack to take pasta salad over that.
Jesus Christ. I mean, well, dude, I didn't fucking realize a barbecue is just Thanksgiving in July.
What do you mean?
potatoes are a standard side on any fucking anything that you cook. There's a type of potato that
take
goes with
it. Green bean casserole and swap my meat to
turkey. No,
green bean
no.
casserole would have been the only one we would have been like, all right, come on.
Yeah. yeah. Get fricked. That's all cooking. I got for sides.
Like,
you got any
I
other
like
sides?
I like a good macaroni salad. I like any noodled salad, kind of.
Isn't that pasta salad, though?
It is. No, maybe the one that Mike's thinking of is not.
Pasta
yeah, the
salad
one,
is
I know
way
the
more...
One.
You could just make them up, then. I'm taking spaghetti salad.
Pasta salad is Italian, like, with, like, oil and shit. Right. Macaroni salad is, like, a mayo-based salad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the white one. Is that what you were thinking of? Because we can switch it. We still got time.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know which one is it. I don't like them. I just know the name pasta salad. I don't even know what it looks like, to be honest. I think it's the one with like the green, like a couple of green spiral noodles in there or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's what you're thinking right, bud.
Yeah, everybody would pick. Everybody that didn't listen to the pod would pick Jack's list because they didn't know that he was being fraudulent.
Hey, I can be as fraudulent as I fucking want.
You can. This is America.
This is America, Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Is that it for sides? What do we got for desserts? I mean, just chocolate chip cookie, brownies. Brownies was the other one that I was going to pick other than cookie cake. Brownie, great summer cookout treat.
You like a middle piece of your brownie, or you like a little bit of that rough edge on the end? Or do you want it all soft?
That's a good question. Depends
That's
on.
That's a great question. If it's a good brownie, it's a good question.
If it's fresh out of the oven, I want a middle soft piece. If it's been sitting for a while, I want that outside. I want the crunch and I want the soft.
Fair. Because brownie, I feel like you want the middle only. But a good brownie, both of them are elite. And there's an actual discussion there. You know what I mean?
Sure. I agree.
Yeah.
Any other desserts you can think of? Do you like the people do like the fruit with the whipped cream and all that?
I was gonna
stuff?
Say like the like kind of like a fruit salad almost,
fruit pie.
Yeah, like a fruit. Yeah, I'm not a giant fan. When I think of dessert, I think of sweets. I don't eat all the fruits. I think there's some pies that you can probably toss out there that are okay, but at terms of like the cookout type shit. You're not really catching too many pies.
No. You got anything other desserts, Jack, that you thought of?
Nah, dude. I had a hard time thinking of shit for this draft. I'm not going to lie. Like there's such a finite number of staple things at a barbecue. It's like,
you know, something that I like, I don't know if this would have even qualified, but some sort of like lemon bread bar. You know what I'm talking about? Like you've ever had?
Yeah,
lemon
I know
bread?
What you're saying.
Like that kind of
like
thing.
Shortbread type of thing.
Yeah, dude. Like those. Like I love that shit. Or like a banana bread at work, bro.
Hell yeah, I love banana bread. Lemon, anything. I'm not a lemon guy.
No,
like,
you're
I
not.
Like.
I don't like a citrus pastry.
I don't like. Yeah, I don't like. That's a great way to.
I do, and I don't. I'm not a big citrus guy in general, but I like a citrus pastry, which is weird. But go on, Bob.
That is weird.
And limes are salty.
Limes suck.
Limes are salty. into the meats, hot dog. Obviously, the egregious miss. But. I don't know if, but like, I feel like steak doesn't really count. That's not like a, I mean, you cook steaks at night. You don't cook them at a cookout. That's like a middle of the day.
Yeah. You could say like pulled pork, I was thinking.
Pulled pork is a good one. Brisket.
I was thinking like chicken, like grilled chicken and or chicken wings. Glazed with some barbecue sauce on them. Yeah.
Yep.
Those were kind of, that's where my head was at, was like ribs, brisket, pulled pork. Chicken, like those were what I was thinking. I completely forgot about burgers, dogs, and brats like an asshole, like an un-American motherfucker.
Well, you just went right to the dirty south and you said, build me, know, get me one of them steel plates and get me in line because I want to grub.
Saying, dude, and I want it sloppy on that bitch.
Yep.
But I feel like those are lastly, really the only meats you can do, really. I mean, like those, like five.
I agree. Nothing else is popping out to me.
Maybe like, oh, maybe like shrimp, like a shrimp kebab of some sort. I feel
like kebab, shrimp cocktail, another side. Ooh, I feel like people love shrimp cocktail at the at the cookouts. We always used to have it at our grandma's cookouts. I don't like cocktail sauce.
Ooh, I love cocktail sauce. I'll actually sub it for my tartar sauce every once in a while if I were to get like a fish dish.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
for whatever reason, I just can't get behind the cocktail sauce, and I'm a huge sauce guy. You know that I love sauce and everything.
Maybe it's the horseradish.
I think that's what it is. Drinks, we had Hawaiian punch, pink lemonade, and frozen vodka lemonade. Any other drinks? The ones that come to my brain are like kids' drinks, like Capri Sun, or the fruit juice that was in like the barrels, the barrel juice that you could get like 1,000 of them for like 86 cents at Walmart.
What I was gonna go, if I went NA, I was gonna go with like an Arnold Palmer.
Yep.
Like that type of vibe.
Yep. Kool-Aid,
never a bad time.
Like iconic summer drink.
Like, I guess you could have went with like a Dr. Pepper, or like a Coke, but like if that wasn't
definitely
in the wheelhouse, but I was never gonna go pop, obviously.
No.
But
me neither. If I did, it probably would have been like Sprite or Mountain Dew for a summer drink. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a, like a dark pop guy. But I think a lot of people would think that Coke is an egregious miss. I feel like Coke and summer are kind of synonymous.
I do too. I also agree. I think Coke has just, I've been thinking about this lately. So we were talking about it last week, right? Where Dr. Pepper, a couple weeks ago, Dr. Pepper took over Pepsi.
Yeah.
From the number last two. Week, number I think. Two. Dude, Coke has like taken over the fucking country in a weird sense. And I don't like it. I don't like what's going on over there.
They're in everything, you're saying?
Yeah, it's like it's everywhere and it's like, I don't know. It's not that good. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't get how it's just been universally named like number one soda pop.
Where yeah, you're like, right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Fuck it.
I think just a lot of, I think we're in the minority on this one. That's just
I you know, I agree. I think, you know? I just think that big soda pop, big Coke has brainwashed America into thinking it's the best.
I agree. At this point, I agree. We got too many options for there not to be a better one.
Yeah. But.
Any last thoughts on the draft? I do have something of note. So, Stefan was telling me about this, and you guys might know about these. It's one of the big Reese's Cups. I guess they have one that has potato chips in it now. You guys know about this?
No.
He said it was one of the most amazing candies he's ever had. He was like the sweet with like the crunch and the salty of the potato chips in there. He was like, it was unbelievable.
I'm going to throw up all over the fucking place.
Yeah, nope. Jack, I'm with you, brother.
We owe it to everybody that listens to this podcast to try this thing this week before our next podcast.
Fine.
Where do you, where do you get it?
This is the last, podcast before the next week because we're going to miss 4th of July week. I'm going to be gone unless you guys are doing it.
Me and Jack might run a 30-minute fucking riff sesh.
Who and what's what session? I'm game.
So where do you, did he just get it at a gas station or did he go to the fucking Reese's plant and get it from there? I don't know where you find this thing.
This is not a custom-made
like
jersey.
Still under wraps. This like, not... is still being tested on humans.
No, this was at Meijer. This is at Meijer.
There's rats
probably get it at all of them. Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to try it.
I will try it, but my thing is just get a take five and call it a fucking day. Don't be putting chips in my chocolate. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want pretzel taste, though. I don't want pretzel taste. Oh, pretzel taste is a very distinct taste. I don't want fucking Lay's half-baked
in my Reese's.
Think about it as Lay's, like, think about it as Ruffles, like some ridges on there.
Well,
you know?
And who are they collabing with? Is it Ruffles or is it Lay's?
I got no word on it and did
or
no
is
research.
It,
so.
There better be a collab. If it's a Reese's fucking potato chip, that's going to kill you for sure.
Yeah, I will try it, but I definitely do not like the concept of that at all, personally.
I think it's going to be sick, and I think you guys are going to be surprised. All right.
Bob secretly got sponsored by fucking Reese's potato chips.
Yeah, I'm just pushing. just pushing big Reese's with some story.
I don't know, you guys. I think we should all give it a shot.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Why are we being so quick? Share with your friends. Yeah.
And for no reason at all, when you buy it, use the promo code Bob25. Don't worry about why. Just use it.
That's so
all right. Episode 121 is a wrap. You will see, well, you will hear Michael and Jack potentially next week. If not, we'll be off. That was the summer cookout draft. Comment what we missed. We love you guys. We will talk to you soon. Peace.
Bye.